Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. An ousted trustee at Alabama State University is telling an accreditation agency his removal violates standards. APR's Stan Ingold reports the trustee has been at odds with Governor Robert Bentley over the school's finances.
Marvin Wiggins has reported his own removal from the board to the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. The Montgomery Advisor reports that Governor Bentley removed Wiggins as an Alabama State trustee, citing a summer camp operated by Wiggins' wife on the campus. But Wiggins says Bentley's influence over the trustees and the lack of a due process hearing violate the standards of the accreditation process. Bentley removed Wiggins as a trustee last month after Wiggins refused the governor's request to resign. Alabama State has been in turmoil since late 2012 when Joseph Silver resigned as president after questioning some financial practices at the university. Some leaders now oppose Silver's successor, Gwendolyn Boyd. Stan Ingold, APR News.
A Republican congressman from Alabama says Democrats are engaged in a war on whites. Congressman Mo Brooks made his comment on conservative talk radio host Laura Ingraham's program. He said the Democratic Party claims white people hate everyone else and that it's part of President Barack Obama's strategy of dividing people on the basis of race, sex, and class. The remarks came in a discussion on immigration legislation passed last week by the House that could result in increased deportations. The first black Episcopal bishop in Georgia will speak at a weekend event in West Alabama honoring civil rights martyrs. Reverend Robert Wright of Atlanta will address a pilgrimage honoring Episcopal seminarian Jonathan Myrick Daniels and others killed in Alabama during the movement in the 1960s. The event will be held Saturday in the Lowndes County town of Haynesville, where Daniels was shot to death by a volunteer deputy in 1965. Daniels was from New Hampshire, but had come to Alabama to join in civil rights work. An all-white jury later acquitted the deputy who killed him. Veterinarians are warning pet owners about the dangers of the summer heat. The American Veterinarian Medical Association wants to help keep pets safe from the same health concerns people have. Veterinarian Bernadine Cruz says a lot of pet owners will exercise with their dogs, but they should consider their pet's comfort and safety as well.
With your pet, sometimes people will say, well, how hot is it? You know, is it too hot for the little paws? Well, take off your shoes and socks, stand on that asphalt or concrete, and if you're going, ooch out, ooch out, yeah, it's going to be too hot for your pet's feet too.
The issue of leaving babies in hot cars has gotten a lot of attention lately as well, and it's also just as dangerous for your pet if it's left in the car. Cruz says temperatures can rise 20 degrees in just 20 minutes in a car, even with the windows cracked. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Wednesday morning, too. It's going to turn out to be a hot day across the state. Temperatures top out in the mid-90s. Look for a good supply of sun. Risk of rain is small at about 10%. Many of us will be dry. Lows in the low 70s tonight. Highs in the low 90s on Thursday and Friday. Look for a partly sunny sky. A few scattered, mainly afternoon storms to go into Thursday, but the risk of rain will increase some as going to Friday and Saturday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.